7:47 on your Friday morning, 8th day of May. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. James and Julie in on the weekend show. Good morning.
The weekend show?
Morning.
Yeah. Getting close for the weekend. It's the weekend show.
Okay.
We can call it that. Right?
Okay, sure.
Hey, you can. One thing I want to remind people, as I've had several people say, oh, I missed the show this morning, or in this case, I had a lady said she had to change her routine in the morning and she couldn't catch the show anymore. She was all bummed out about it. And you can listen to the morning show online on demand.
Yeah.
By going to our website, scroll to the bottom, you'll see our show. You can click on that and catch the morning show. James gets that uploaded about 10 o'clock-ish in the morning.
Every morning.
And so you never miss a day, never miss a morning of the show. And the Marketplace is still on till 10 o'clock this morning.
We changed that a little bit. So now we run it through 10 a.m. on Fridays in case, you know, life gets in the way and you don't have a chance to check it out.
We have a lot on there.
We do.
We have a lot on there. So give it time. You know, of course, we have our new software. So when you scroll down, give it a second to load up.
There's always more than one page, and it looks like there's only one page. So give it a second to load the additional pages.
There's some good stuff on there, guys. You got till 10 o'clock. Check it all out on SharedMedia.com. Today on the date book. Well, let's look at some Wyoming history today. All right. The year 1891. The location, Buffalo. It was Clear Creek raging. The railroads are coming. Summer goods are rolling in. Banana trees are in bloom and the snow is off the mountain road.
Banana trees are in bloom? Wait, what?
The banana trees are in bloom in Buffalo.
It must have been indoors.
Wait.
1891. I have no idea why that is there.
I had a banana tree in Florida.
I imagine you grow them in a greenhouse, right?
I
would think
so.
I don't know.
Maybe. Banana trees are pretty picky. I think the soil is pretty important, and unless you're shipping that in 1891.
I know.
I don't know.
So anyway, just says the banana trees are.
That's all it was. That's this day in history was the summer started.
Yeah,
in
pretty
Buffalo.
Much. Spring. Said Clear Creek is raging, flooding, obviously. The railroads are coming. Railroad wasn't there yet. Summer goods are rolling in. The snow's off the mountain road.
I mean, I would imagine that was everywhere in Wyoming, not just Buffalo.
Yeah, I think so. 1885, on average, of 3,000 registered packages passed through the Junction City, which is now Moran Junction, post office each month.
Where's that?
Jackson area.
Oh.
1885, 3,000 registered packages. Let's see, what happened?
Wow, that sounds like a lot for 1885.
For that time. 1944, the year, Tom Bell, the founder of the Wyoming Outdoor Council, is wounded in action in a B-24 mission over Austria. He would lose his right eye as a result of his injuries. 1944, the year. 1821, 1786, Thomas Hancock was born. He revolutionized the rubber industry.
Is it Hancock or Hankook?
Hancock.
Okay. I know Hankook Tires.
Right.
That's where you're going.
You would have thought there. Good thinking, James. Jean Dunnett founded the Red Cross. She was born on this date, 1828. Born on this date in 1847, Oscar Hammerstein helped formulate modern-day cigars. All right.
What does that mean?
I was thinking of the musical. Rodgers. I know, and Hammerstein.
I know, right? 1855, John Gates invented...
Gates.
He invented
manufactured
Gates.
Barbed wire.
Gates.
Barbed wire.
You put barbed wire on Gates.
Quite a story on barbed wire history, actually. Wire and fencing and history.
This
Very
is going to be riveting.
It's good history. David Attenborough, happy birthday, 100 today. Yes.
Today? I thought it was Sunday, but yeah, you're right.
Today. Melissa Gilbert, actress, Little House on the Prairie. Yeah, she was Laura, 62. 1847, Robert Thompson patented rubber tires. He called them air wheels.
Okay.
1794, the U.S. Post Office.
Tires is a better name.
Tires is a better name. 1794, the U.S. Post Office is established.
Okay.
1886, pharmacist John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola.
Oh.
What year was that?
Coca-Cola. The year was 1886. Original formula for Coke.
That's when they were putting the good stuff in there.
Didn't it have cocaine in it?
It did. Yeah. The original formula for Coca-Cola contained a small amount of cocaine.
They were like, man, all these people have so much energy.
Well, they did. They did it for medicinal purposes, so they were all probably saying, this is great.
I'm so full of clarity.
I feel so happy and better now.
Full of clarity.
I've never felt so, I can do a gazillion things.
I can
things.
Do anything.
Yeah.
No, give me another Coke. Focused.
Give me another Coke. Let's go. Coca-Cola was originally invented as a medicinal patent medicine, of course, because they had a little bit of cocaine in it. Mm-hmm. Dr. John Pemberton created that. The first person to bottle Coca-Cola was Joseph Bidenhorn, the first to bottle it in 1894.
And these names.
He bottled it. I know.
Doesn't sound real at all. Joseph Bidenhorn.
You know, what I want to know is people probably developed a habit for it, like coffee.
Right.
And then what? They probably didn't know it was addicting.
Yeah.
Why do I feel so awful?
Yeah.
Now, according to
you
this.
You know what this sounds good doing? I should snort this up my nose. Yeah.
Now, this is interesting. I don't know if this is true today, but it says here, only two people in the world know the secret formula at any given time.
So, something interesting happened. Somebody recreated it. Was able to recreate it recently. Like, the exact formula to where they nearly got in trouble with Coca-Cola. Because they were like, hey, you got to chill out. This is too close.
Yeah.
Is it that science guy on YouTube?
Yeah, that's who it was.
He
was able to recreate
the guy that makes jelly bellies out of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he spent like a year trying to figure out the... Like mixing a bunch of different chemicals and stuff like that.
He's fun to watch.
And he figured it out.
Well, at any given time, two people in the world. And they're not allowed to travel together either.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
They have the original one.
How much money do they make off that?
Yeah.
Didn't they change it once and it changed?
They did.
Yeah, what was it? It was, they called it something else too.
It was New Coke.
There you go.
And it was released in 1985. I remember that. Massive failure. Then Coke, they brought it back as Coke Classic and brought it back 80 days later.
That's when Pepsi was popping off.
Pepsi got a foothold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coke also owns Sprite and Fanta.
They own a lot more than that,
but they own those two drinks.
Water drinks.
Yeah. The other thing is, too, if you're getting...
Dasani?
Yeah, Dasani's theirs. Yeah. If you're drinking something soda-related or bottled, it's probably either Coke or Pepsi brand.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I mean, I've heard it's like 600 different products.
Don't quote me
on that.
The iconic Contour bottle was designed to be recognizable even if it was broken on the ground or felt in the dark. The design was patented in 1915 specifically for that reason.
Even if it was broken on the ground and you were trying to feel it in the dark.
Yeah. Of course, we have
step on it. Well, oh, that's a Coke bottle.
Of course, you're having withdrawals. So you're like, where's my Coke?
Of course, as we all know, we have great, strong Coke ties here in Sheridan.
We do?
Yes.
In what way?
We do. Lots of ways.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, there's people that live here that own Coke.
Really?
Yes, in our area. So, it's also...
Hey. I'm a frequent buyer. I'll tell you.
Okay, well, James is giving him
thumbs
up. All right,
his stash here in the fridge.
Yeah,
giving him the thumbs up. Yes, yes. Owners live in our area.
There's not a bigger connoisseur of Coke Zero than this guy.
All right, there you go. There is. He gets the big praise. It's also Have a Coke Day.
There you go.
It's also Military Spouse Appreciation Day. Mm, no kidding.
That's off.
Yes. Really? No Socks Day. Ooh, I didn't get the memo.
Hmm.
I cannot do that.
Me neither.
There's guys people, that wear no socks in their shoes.
You want to hear something
there's
crazy?
No way.
Do you want?
I'm
something?
Not wearing any socks today.
Well, you're wearing, but those it's different. You're like wearing. No, it's not different. That's weird.
Well, you go outside in the snow and start your truck.
Yeah. You so want to hear something crazy? Surprise me. This one still blows my mind that people do this. I know people, one that works here, that when they're playing hockey, they wear their skates without socks.
What?
Whoa.
Seems like you get tons of blisters.
It's a common.
Well, there's only one other.
It's common.
There's
it's
only one
common.
Other person in this building that yeah. skates besides Raffler. You, James.
Yeah, shout out Steven.
Steve, let's rat him out. Steve Schreffler.
He told me once that he started by skating in socks, and then he took his socks off and started skating because he heard it from somebody else that had been playing for a long time, and he said he's never going to go back because
wow.
it feels so much better.
Huh. Have you ever tried it?
Really?
No, absolutely not. I never will because that to me is just disgusting.
Yeah, I can't.
Really gross.
I can't. I tried.
Gross?
I tried it once.
Yes,
I
didn't even sweating in your.
Yeah, I know.
Skate.
Right.
And your
I didn't
shoes,
even make yeah. it to the stairway on my way out the door, and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I had to put socks on. Like, yeah, no way.
There's people doing okay. physical activity, skating around on ice without socks on. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but there's people. There's a couple people that I play with that do that. Do it that way. I think it's more comfortable. Gives them yeah. more, like a better feel on the ice, is what they say.
Okay.
Closer to the.
Oh, that is the. I'm gonna have.
Well, I mean, you
I'm
sweat
gonna,
through all your other gear.
I know. But
yeah.
I'm gonna have sweat.
There's
out.
It,
no.
But it's also. I don't know. There's that. Like a.
There's lots of.
Gross.
Yes, it is. One quick trivia question because we have 1 minute left in the show. Trivia today: the number of pets the average person will own over a lifetime.
Didn't we have
the
this
over.
Question?
No.
No.
I'd say 12.
20.
24. Mm. Good guess, Julie.
Okay,
that
I know. We're talking
dogs,
about the average
cats,
person.
Fish,
Julie,
snakes.
That was the last 3 years.
I was going to say, Julie has it in her house right now.
Pretty close to that a while ago. If we had the fish, it was close to 24. We were
all
getting
right.
there.
If we had the fish, we had like 100.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday,
thank
Julie.
You.
And
thank
happy
you.
Mother's Day to all the moms out
yeah,
there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. 8 o'clock, we have Fox News on the way next. Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. The Shoeless Wonder, Steve Schreffler, will have that for you this morning. And Public Pulse at 9:10. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.